And any comment about what you've seen informally in terms of response? I'm sorry, but I've got to ask you.
It looks pretty good.
I mean, this one, this might be just a coincidence.
No, it's not a coincidence.
With tucatinib.
I can tell you that it looks incredibly interesting.
That is really interesting because, you know, tucatinib, I mean, I don't know exactly the path that's going to happen in breast cancer, but there's a lot of competition in breast cancer. There's all kinds of other things. You know, colon, there's not much for HER2 positivity.
This is a good area for
that. Interesting if this got approved in colon before it got approved in breast, maybe. Yeah.
We'll hope so. You know, we need more options for our colorectal cancer patients. This, I mean, we're starting to break down colon cancer into all these pieces that, you know, we've been hoping for the longest time. You know, we're getting closer to where we can actually look at this as not just two or three or four diseases, but multiple different diseases, multiple baskets or buckets or whatever you call them.
Well, that really comes back to the original premise, you know, which is, you know, we're trying to represent the oncologists out there as we talk to you all and try to figure out what it means and can we, you know, make it more straightforward in terms of what you do. But I still think that I see algorithms. I don't see what's at the end of the algorithm because that's in huge debate. But I don't see much debate about the fact that you have to look at sidedness, you have to look at HER2, MSI, RAS, and BRAF, and then, you know, you have to factor in the clinical factors, and that maybe we don't know exactly, Alan, what to do with each subset, but that that is the construct we're working with. I mean, is that, do you buy into that?
Well, certainly, as I size up a patient, that's the buckets I put the patient in right off the bat. Goal of therapy, cure or not cure, and then what the overarching picture is the sidedness, the RAS status, and the other molecular features. So, yes, that is how I think about it.
You agree with that also?
Yeah.
Any sense, I mean, you presented this patient who hadn't had MSI testing. Any sense, Tony, maybe there's some data out there about what actually is going on in clinical practice in terms of this algorithm or these biomarkers?
So, believe it or not, I still see patients coming to me with only KRAS tested. MSI being missed, other RAS mutations being missed, or not tested for. I wouldn't say missed because they need to be tested for. BRAF is a hit and miss. So depending, frankly, depending on the practice, some practices have been very progressive and have done great. They've actually been able to do the whole targeted profiling, but I still see an unacceptable number of patients, I think, that have only KRAS.
And, you know, Alan,
the only test.